Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is this year's Las Cruces Arts Fair featured artist, Hal Marcus, owner of Hal Marcus Gallery in El Paso, Texas. This year's the ninth year of the Las Cruces Arts Fair, March 1 through the 3rd at the Las Cruces Convention Center. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. Well, I understand this is the first time you've exhibited in Las Cruces.
Yes, Emily. You know, it's strange. You know, I've lived in El Paso all my life, and for some reason, the community there and the community here, we're like 45 minutes away from each other. So, my God, how would we ever get there? But I'm here now, you know, and it only took me about 50 years to get here. And I was invited to be the featured artist for the Crafts Fair, and I'm delighted.
And a very special friend invited
you. Yes, that's right. Ron Salzman, who's on the board of the Doña Ana Arts Council. I was a childhood friend with him. He gave me a call, I guess, about over a year ago. And he said, in 2019, would you like to be the featured artist? And, of course, I was delighted. I said, yes, I'd be happy to. So here it is. I'm here, and I'm going to be at the fair for March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Well, let's find out a little bit about you. What was your passion in becoming an artist?
Well, it was when I was in high school. I was very fortunate to have a teacher. Her name was Isela Fulton. And I was 15 years old, and I was drawing and sketching in her art class. And she just instilled this love of art in me. She used to show movies, you know, these 16-millimeter movies of Rembrandt and Van Gogh and Picasso and Leonardo da Vinci. And I just got intrigued in art. And I decided at a very early age that I wanted to be an artist. And ever since I made up my mind in that high school art class, I've done it every single day.
So you didn't follow in your family's footsteps, which
my father was a grocery store owner. And my whole family, my brothers and sisters, my aunt, my grandma, my grandpa, we all worked in the family grocery store. So my father wanted to give me the grocery store when I was about 20 years old. And I said, no, I'm going to be an artist. He thought I had lost my mind. And he said, you're going to starve to death. But I just kept working on it. I had my love. And I learned from him about being a merchant. God bless him. He's passed away. But he taught me how to buy and sell and how to pay my bills and how to be a good businessman. So I just applied it to my art. And, you know, here 50, 60 years later, I'm a success.
You said you started with the influence of a teacher.
I was about 15 years old. I graduated when I was 17 years old from Coronado High School in El Paso. And then I went to Europe. I took about a year off, and my wife at that time, I got married when I was 19. We spent about 6 months in Europe, and we went to all the museums and galleries that we could throughout Europe. And I came back to El Paso, and I decided I was going to paint a masterpiece just as great as the Sistine Chapel. And I painted this one painting called the Mercado Juarez, and I worked on it for 8 years. And in that painting, it was the fruits and vegetables of the Juarez marketplace, because my grandmother used to take me there as a child. And so the colors of the marketplace inspired me, and the fruits and vegetables. So I painted this mural. It took me 8 years. And in that mural, I put everything I could possibly think of to make it colorful and lively, and the experience I had as a child. From there, I made postcards and calendars. And I started selling them door to door for $2 or $3 a piece. And I got myself on the map because people were buying these postcards and calendars for $1 for a postcard, $5 for a calendar. And I was quite lucrative at a young age. And then I went on to do, you know, other large pieces, and I would make calendars and postcards. And that's how I got my foot in the door of being an artist and also later on a gallery owner.
What is the largest piece that you've made?
Well, just recently, last year, I did a piece for Providence Hospital on Trans Mountain Road. It's 6 feet by 25 feet, and that's my largest piece to date. But I have works in probably 30 different public buildings in El Paso, from the University of Texas to the county courthouse to the city hall to many of the hospitals, like the UMC Hospital and the Providence Hospital. And Ronald McDonald House, and the list goes on and on and on. I really do have works in a lot of public buildings, the Chamazal National Memorial, just to name a few.
And your gallery, the Hal Marcus Gallery, is located at 1308 North Oregon Avenue. And you're online as well.
Yes, right. We're at halmarcus.com. And if anybody wants to contact us, we're info@halmarcus.com. And we also have tickets available for the Arts and Crafts Fair here in Las Cruces at the gallery, if people in El Paso are interested in purchasing tickets.
The El Paso Scene has you featured on their front page. Tell me a little bit about
that. Well, I'm on the front page and on the back page. So, Randy Limbert, who's the editor and publisher of the El Paso Scene magazine, which is really probably the art bible for El Paso and in the Southwest region, I've been advertising with him for the past 20 years. And so they used that venue to do a lot of their advertising with the hopes of getting more people down south in El Paso to come on up here to Las Cruces, because this is one of the leading arts and crafts fair in the region, and I'm just thrilled to be the featured artist.
Tell me what you plan to bring with you to display.
Well, that's a good question. You know, I'll have larger paintings that are, you know, $5,000 and $10,000, but I'll also have 50-cent type of postcards, you know, prints for, you know, $20 to $50. So I have a wide range. I'm working on a brand new series as we speak of my nuns. I call them my nuns. Basically, they're women, you know, with the habit, but with lots of flowers in their hair and sometimes some birds of peace and different symbols. And they're small paintings. So I'm bringing up about 10 or 12 brand new, beautiful paintings like that. I also have for many years been working on harlequins, mainly because I'm also a percussionist and somewhat of a musician, but my children are artists and entertainers in California. Their mother was a dancer, and so they're always dressing up in costumes and doing special events, kind of like Cirque du Soleil. So they're always giving me ideas about these, what I call harlequins, like circus people.
And so that's what was the inspiration for your featured painting,
right.
Queen of Diamonds,
right.
Which is featured on this year's Las Cruces Arts Fair poster.
Right, the posters and the postcards and then the, you know, the ads that they've been running. So it's basically a Queen of Diamonds. She's got this harlequin hat on. She has this Spanish fan. She's holding a blue dove. She has this argyle type of patterns of silver and black going on in her dress, and she's a magical creature that would entertain maybe the court king, or she was like a jester. Maybe people behind her would be throwing balls up into the air and juggling. It's very magical, and I thought that would be a nice lighthearted introduction to my work, because there's a lot of fantasy in my paintings. It's influenced, I think, a lot from the Mexican muralists, modern painters from Mexico, but also similar to Picasso in his blue period and his rose period, and also Matisse. So we have this kind of circus-esque type of motif, very modern and magical.
And how large is the original?
The original of this piece was about 18 by 24 inches.
And so you'll be bringing that along.
Yeah, I'll be
you?
Bringing pieces that are similar to that in that size. Also, like I say, originals, cards, prints. We also have some calendars. But what I'm most proud of is my most recent original works of art. And I have a quite large booth. It's going to be a 10 by 20 foot booth. And it's in a real prominent location when you come in. So I'm real excited. My wife is going to be helping me there. And I'll get to meet, you know, a whole new influence of people that I hadn't met before. Because in El Paso, basically everybody knows who I am. Because I've been having a commercial art gallery there for 23 years. And I've been an artist there, you know, for over 50 years. So, you know, we have a gallery that, you know, it's open 5 days a week. And we also carry early El Paso art. We also carry the work of 100 different local artists.
So 100 artists at your gallery.
Right. Now, when I say 100 artists, we also carry early El Paso art. So half of those artists are dead. Okay. We try to help with the history of the visual arts at our gallery. So many artists who have worked in this area and in the El Paso area and in the Juarez area who have passed on, we carry their work as well. So we're kind of a place where we can archive their work and restore their work and find good homes for their work. So 50 of the artists are contemporaries that are still living, and 50 of them have been passed on.
Well, in Las Cruces, at the Las Cruces Arts Fair, there'll be about 100 artists as
That's
well.
That's correct. And I'm proud. I know that the artists are from all over the region. They're not only from Las Cruces. So this is one of Southwest's leading arts fairs. And I think it's juried. I'm sure it's juried. And they're going to have entertainment. They're going to have food. And it's in a wonderful area. It's all inside. I invite the people to come on in, take a look, and all kinds of arts and crafts and fine arts, as well as, pottery and all kinds of montages of very eclectic works that they'll be able to see in this venue.
You talked about entertainment. Our own Las Cruces flamenco guitarist Jacob Mossman will be performing Friday and Saturday, and the fair kicks off on Friday evening, March 1st, from 5 to 8 p.m., continuing on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m.
Right, and they'll be having an auction there as well, and they're also going to be doing some live painting as well, where they're going to have, about an hour where someone can create a work of art, live painting.
And teaching possibly some art?
Maybe so.
Do you teach also at your
gallery? No, I don't. I used to teach, but I don't teach there anymore. I'm not a great teacher. I'm a better at just being an artist.
A lone artist then.
That's right. I used to teach, but, sometimes I'd rather be painting than I'm teaching. I become more selfish in my old age.
Well, you've been honored quite a bit in El Paso at the El Paso Artists Hall of Fame in 2003. You've served as the chair of the El Paso Museum of Art Advisory Committee. And again, to see some of your work, mm-hmm. besides coming out to the Hal Marcus Art Gallery, they can visit you online.
They can. We have a great website. It's called halmarcus.com. And we have 500 works of art by over 100 different artists in the El Paso area, in Las Cruces and Juarez.
So we look forward to seeing you.
I look forward to being there.
Thank you so much for joining us here on Puentes. You're definitely a bridge to the community.
Thank you.
Hal Marcus, El Paso, and born and raised in El Paso, with some great art, and the featured artist this year at the 9th Annual Las Cruces Arts Fair. Thank you again.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.